Nolte, Democrat Policies Turning Beverly Hills into Ghost Town. By John Nolte on September 6, 2023. In today's chapter of You Get What You Vote For, check out how left-wing policies are turning Beverly Hills into a boarded-up ghost town. I lived in Los Angeles during the 2008 economic meltdown, which hit the state hard, but Beverly Hills never looked like this. Why would it? This is not a criticism, just an observation. The rich will always be rich. The rich will always have money and want to purchase luxury items. My little neighborhood in East Los Angeles looked like it had been hit with a nuclear bomb in 2008. Every other business, all of them small businesses, closed down. Beverly Hills, however, will always be Beverly Hills. Well, at least until now. Lol. This is what happens when reality meets left-wing policies. Democrat voters voted to basically decriminalize stealing. Whether it's grand theft, forgery, shoplifting, receiving stolen property, or drugs, if we're talking about less than $950, it's a misdemeanor. That ballot initiative passed in 2014 by a margin of 60-40%. More than 4.2 million Californians voted for that insanity. What did they expect? Better still, all the big California cities voted for Soros-funded prosecutors who refused to prosecute criminals. Again, what did they expect? I'm sure those 4.2 million voters felt all warm, virtuous, and progressive, but career criminals are not dumb. They might not be able to read or write, but they become Lex Luthor when it comes to gaming the system. Here's the good news. Because California stopped exporting entertaining movies some years ago, at least we will now have the entertainment of watching the state implode. And it will implode. Democrats never admit they are wrong. Democrat voters never vote for change. If you don't believe me, see Detroit, Chicago, Oakland, Baltimore. Democrat politicians are evil. Democrat voters are stupid. The glorious result is watching them get what they vote for. You remove Democrat-run cities from the statistics, and you will find that America is one of the safest, least violent, most tolerant, clean, and idyllic countries on the planet. Democrats are destroying themselves to prove a point, and I'm all for it. Los Angeles is not my problem. Los Angeles is not your problem. Los Angeles is not an American problem. I live here. Burn, baby, burn. Anyone who lives in Megaland should not allow themselves to be gaslit by the fake media. Our country is not going to hell. Their country is going to hell. Life out here is as grand as it's always been. So, stop worrying about it. Point and laugh, and then return to your deck, grill, air conditioning, dog, pretty wife, big screen TV, and gun collection. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.